We respect the fans. We know we put them through a lot. But at the same time, we're ready to do our part.
I'm as big a fan as anybody of the game, and you wish that you had a... that you didn't have to go through this, but we did, and now it's over, and we would just want to get back to playing.
The fans came back bigger and better than ever. There was a continuous growth in revenues the last 7 years since the last work stoppage. So they've always come back, and they've come back bigger and better and more than ever. Certainly, the NHL's got to do some things right. The product on the ice will sell and be the most important thing, but the people have always come back. The hockey fan is the greatest fan, the most loyal fan, the most passionate fan, and if you look at history, then that's the only thing you can really go by. They do come back, and they will come back.
Stick and puck, I love it, and I love those sounds. Stick and Puck is back. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. That was the best news I heard over the entire 3 days. Shane Doan, Chris Campany, and, of course, Barry Melrose, the former Kings coach turned NHL analyst for ESPN, talking about the fans are terrific and the fans will return. He hopes. So, great news. Of all the labor stoppages, I think the sport that could ill afford it was the guys on the ice. So, tentatively, there is a deal here. Tentatively. Notice they finally do get a deal, though. Unlike, or maybe kind of similar, to our friends in Congress, because 4 days later, and no way could the NHL have tried to pick up where it left off. We'll see what that looks like, and we'll see how they get the fans back. I imagine there's going to have to be some kind of trade-offs there. Speaking of trade-offs, right at the stop and the get-go, and all the nooks and crannies in the flyover states, I'm sure many of you weren't paying as much attention to what was going on with the NHL, because after all, we had not had it for months, but NFL in prime time blowing away all records. We had playoff games, and I have to be honest, I watched all the playoff games, and none of them were that exciting. The Washington-Seattle game was thrilling to the end until, with 6-7 minutes left, you had Robert Griffin III, who collapsed his leg that was already in trouble, his knee, and that was it. Then Seattle took advantage. They were able to put up a few points, and they were able to ultimately shut the door, because at the time, Washington was trying to do what they could to score, to go down the field, and they were backed up, and they weren't able to do it, so they were at 14-13. So it was kind of a nail-biter there for sure. The other three were not nail-biters, Fortunately, we will talk at the end of this hour about the NFL because, of course, we have nailed the score. And so many of you...
Today's games are definitely better than yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was such... And you know, you hear the voice of Matt Johnson, the glue of the show. And Matt's a longtime Vikings fan, and the mothership is in Minnesota. So I was pulling.
Bad day. It was a bad day yesterday, and I'm already over it. We got hockey back, so at least I got something to hang my hat on, I guess. But today you had Ray Lewis' story in the first game, and then in the second game you had the Battle of the Rookies. So I think overall you have two better games, more intriguing games today than you did yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're going to compare the 2 days, there's no doubt about it. And I know a lot of you are watching, even if you're political junkies like I am and you're into so many other things, I think you were probably sitting on a couch somewhere catching some of this, because the ratings certainly show that Sunday Night Football blows away everything else, and that means that you're interested, I think, when you come into the playoffs. And Matt's right, there was much more exciting storylines, or it played out that way anyway, on the second day of playoff wild card weekend action. And now we'll see what happens moving forward. There are plenty of teams that are excited and some that, frankly, are depressed, like Minnesota Viking fans can't be thrilled. The Washington Redskins fans really thought they were going to pull this one out, so they had to be a little bit disappointed. Although, what a season they ended up having at the tail end, there was a lot of excitement, and I think that carries into next year. So we will definitely pack in some NFL talk. On the political front, the guessing game is over the wait, if you will. Of course, it's all about approval. So the Senate Republicans are certainly backing, lining up, getting ready for the Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, because the Prez is going to nominate the former Republican Senator to be his Secretary of Defense, and that announcement will probably happen just mere hours from now. This was what we thought was going to happen, and now will there be some kind of a confirmation showdown as to whether Hagel, because this is the key thing about him, whether Hagel is a strong enough supporter of Israel over military cuts and other things, because in the past he has been one of the people that has pushed for military cuts. And if you're the Secretary of Defense, you may take a different view, as Leon Panetta went crazy over military cuts. So I think that he's going to have some problems in some key areas, and the two are the two that I just mentioned. Look for questions on Israel. Look for questions on, look for questions about that, and look for questions about military cuts and whatnot. But I think he clearly, he probably will sneak in under the wire. It'll be tough. But I think he does it, and definitely it'll be a lot easier than Susan Rice would have been, because I think that was a no-go. That was stalled, and that's why she bailed out. And that goes back to that whole Benghazi nightmare that the Defense Department did not take credit for, that they did not, they did not stand up and say, listen, we did the wrong thing here. We said the wrong thing. So watch as this all unfolds. And it'll be interesting to follow this drama. C-SPAN won't get higher ratings than NFL football playoffs will, but I think there'll be more eyes on the hearings. And as I said, he's a guy who left the Senate in 2008, and he was definitely at odds with some of what was going on in Israel, because several times he voted against U.S. sanctions on Iran. He made some disparaging remarks that were blown out across newspapers that I'm sure will be regurgitated. At one point, I remember talking about this on the air, he called that there was a Jewish lobby in Washington, and that upset a lot of people. And then he wants to downsize the military, cutting the military, saying it's bloated, whatnot. And I think that also will put him in crosshairs with a lot of people, especially Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader. However, he does wear the former stamp of Republican, and I think that probably helps him somewhat. If he is confirmed, a fun fact at the top, he would become the first former enlisted, because he was an enlisted guy, enlisted soldier. He was in Vietnam to lead the Pentagon. Imagine that. He served right there with his brother Tom, and they, between the two of these guys, between the two Hagel brothers, they had five Purple Hearts. This pushes him up the chain, I think, a little bit easier, even though we know there's going to be definitely a lot of arguing, and it's going to be tough confirmation. But think about who was there before, the Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. He's going to leave pretty early in this term, so now they got to pass the baton. Will it be Hagel? Is he a good choice? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the B side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This over the weekend. So far in this hour of America Tonight, we have Stick and Puck and Hagel. Now let's add a third element, duct tape of a passenger who was bombed, hitting, screaming, and spitting at other passengers. Imagine for a second, I want you to think about this. You're on a flight, someone spits at you. What are you going to do? Are you going to get up and try to cold cock them? Are you going to reach for them immediately and want to strangle them? I've never been spit at. I can't really, in my mind, stretch it to know what my reaction would be, but I have a feeling it would not be a good one. And I know if my husband was traveling with me, someone's going down. So the men on that plane, and not saying that a woman couldn't come up with a roundhouse punch, had to, I would think, immediately jump to their feet. So you have a guy on Iceland Air who hit, screamed, yelled, all kinds of nasty stuff. They say he was bombed. He was out of his mind drunk, if that's true. And he was that far out of line. It was an international flight. And so the rule is, if you get out of control on an international flight, they can duct tape you and use ties, plastic ties. This was a flight Iceland to New York City, so it was going to JFK. That's a big international airport. And there, you know, were photos all over the place because, of course, everybody has a cell phone. They started taking pictures of him, and the picture's pretty wild. This is radio, but you can certainly go to your computer and Google it. Maybe some of you are listening to me right now through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. But you can see the pictures. He's got duct tape all around him. His belly's showing a little bit. His hands look like they're behind his back. And he is definitely duct taped to the seat. It reminded me of a scene from that movie Bridesmaid where remember Kristen Wiig had taken some pills because she didn't want to fly, if you haven't seen it, and then she was drinking on top of that, and she kept going up to first class, and things got kind of out of control. Of course, they never restrained her, and that was a movie. In this case, they say this is standard operating procedure now. That equipment is on board all the flights in case that happens. So
just another beautiful use of duct tape.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Good for anything.
Exactly. What do you do? We had a screen that had a hole in it, and we couldn't get it fixed fast enough, so throw up the duct tape. Now you can certainly take your worst nightmare of a flyer and wrap the duct tape. What I would like to see is know, I'd like to know some more details, is did the flight attendants actually just grab onto him? Was it also people on the plane? I'm sure more details will start to come out about it, but they obviously have a way of to do it if it's a standard procedure for them, and that's too bad. It would be a bummer to be on that flight, boy, because that scares you. Somebody gets up and there's all kinds of commotion. What are all of us automatically thinking? Yes, we go there, even now, we do. And you there'd be tension. There'd be massive tension on the plane because you are sitting in the back and you have no idea, or you're somewhere not near this guy. You don't know what's happening. And then it starts to, you know, then what happens is you start to hear the whispers of what's going on in the other part of the plane. All right, this is nothing to whisper about. In fact, it's something to take pause over. Four people are dead after an Aurora standoff. When I say the word Aurora, what are you thinking of? And that's Colorado, remember the movie theater, that nut is supposed to be back in court, which is, that part's a good thing because that's our legal system, let's get it going. This happened back in July, so we go through another hoop with that one. But this is something different, but same place. Three people and the guy dead in a house in Aurora, Colorado. And as I mentioned, because it was so close to that movie theater, what are people thinking? It was a weird standoff. The gunman was obviously angry, yelling things, hung up on negotiators, and there was a five-hour standoff into this whole thing. The SWAT team came in. They had an armored tank with them. They broke out a house window, and then he started firing shots. Luckily, none of the cops were hurt, but once they went into the place, they found the people that were dead, and he had killed himself. And you know, this is where the mass shooting happened, as I mentioned, over the summer, when 12 people were killed and 58 people were injured watching a simple screening of a movie. And James Holmes, the 25-year-old guy that's accused in that, who's facing that 152 charges, thank goodness, including murder and weapons, is, as I mentioned, back in court. And a lot of eyes are still on him. I mean, what is the justice here? How is justice ultimately served? And without a doubt, the one thing has to be throw away the key, locked up for life. How you can't find that's what's going to happen to him. But it's the process. It's the process that all the people have to endure and watch as he goes through the next set of the, you know, prosecutors that have evidence that they have to show against him, because it's our legal system. You're innocent until proven guilty, and they got to make sure that they have all the evidence in place and just to nail this thing shut after that wild rampage, because you had witnesses and all kinds of bits and pieces that emerged after that. And a lot of the information has been kept back so that they, you know, there was even a gag order that so the defense lawyers and the prosecutors and some of the police that were there wouldn't disclose info to the media that was rabid for all the information. You know, that's what happens. You have a mass shooting or you have something that happens and the national media descends, and you have your local people that are there, and it's day after day after day, and I don't have to tell all of you, this scenario keeps playing out and they're looking for more information. But they were pretty good about putting a lockdown on that, so the gag order helped. I think more details may come out. What was it that, you know, what is it that spurred him to rig up his apartment and then shoot these strangers? Are they coming up with those answers? Are they finding any of that? Because he didn't die. So can they get the information? What can they find out about him? I would be curious about that. If there's anything that can be used in the incident of James Holmes and why he went off the rails, is there something that can be learned from that? Great. Since he's still breathing, let's find this out. He went out the exit door and whatnot, and I'm sure some of the other things will come out in court, and who knows what we don't know that we'll find out as a result of that. But they're going to call witnesses, they're going to outline the evidence. This is basically the beginning of this, really the layout, and I guess the defense will say diminished capacity. That's going to be his defense. That makes sense because that's what they're going to jump to automatically and give me a break. Diminished defense. Let's not go there. Let's just nail this thing shut, move forward, and then wrap it up so all the people who are still living through this, because it hasn't even been a year for them, get this through, get this over with, and move on from there. As you know, America Tonight, quick aside, because, you know, we're wrapping up the past week and heading into another week. America Tonight last year went to Ireland, and we spent some time in Belfast. Boy, Belfast has now been ground zero again. They've had a lot of demonstrations where they had people injured in Northern Ireland, and it's the very sections that we were crawling around in and taking pictures of and whatnot, and people that we had talked to there. They had 52 cops who were wounded because of, since last month and now just the other day. And the reason is because the city council there voted to stop flying the Union Jack flag year-round, restricting it to certain days. So this opens up the tension of loyalty to the crown and all the nightmare that goes on in Ireland. Let's hope that this doesn't start to have even more tensions between the Catholic and the Protestant communities. There's somebody who saw that peace wall, talked to a lot of people. They had the Titanic experience there now. They're really, really looking to turn things around. But when you have bottles and bricks thrown at cops, and you have 30 petrol bombs that are thrown in some parts of the city, other people smashed with ball bearings, fireworks, all that kind of stuff, that's not good. That progress toward lasting peace and stability, it's in trouble. It's in trouble. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, more odds and ends.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Some luck with football over the weekend. Boy, I sure didn't. I picked almost all the teams wrong. I think this time around, since I'm out of my football pools, I wasn't picking with that kind of an eye anymore. I was just kind of picking with what I was hoping would happen. I was really pulling for Washington to win. I was pulling for the Vikings to win. That didn't happen. And then it was just pretty much a toss-up. The Texan win, I thought, was pretty good. But we're going to toss football around a little bit in our last segment here in this hour, as I mentioned at the top, on America Tonight, when we turn the final corner of the hour. But before we get there, we've already mentioned the fact that Hagel could be controversy for some because he wants to slash the military budget. So will he fill the shoes of Leon Panetta? Is he the guy you want as the defense secretary? And also he is not strong on Israel in some senses of the word. He hasn't been supportive, or wasn't when he was senator, so that's going to be a problem, I think, for some people. And there's a couple of other things you could pick out of past comments from Chuck Hagel that will probably be a little bit problematic anyway, as he goes through the confirmation hearings. I'd love to find the statistics, and I tried to do this over the weekend, of what is the all-time, I even sent something to C-SPAN. They may be geeky enough or bored enough to try to figure this out, although I don't know if they have them going back far enough. All the confirmation hearings that we've ever seen televised on a very boring political channel, let's face it. If we could go back in time and look, what of all of the hearings was the most watched? What was the most watched? I'm thinking, you know, maybe Clarence Thomas with the whole Anita Hill thing. You know, there were a lot of snippets and things that were said there that made big news. There have been, you know, Bork. There have been other controversial hearings and heated hearings. But I don't know that Chuck Hagel's hearing will be like that. I do think it'll be sticky, but I don't think it'll be the likes of all the types of hearings that we've had, especially Supreme Court nominating processes. I think they may be some of the toughest in the last couple of times around than some of the other things that have happened on the Hill with confirming cabinet positions and whatnot. So I don't think Hagel's will be at that level. But, hey, you never know. I'll be taping it and watching it so that I can closely tell you if it was must-see TV. And then we talked about the nutball that had to be duct-taped on the flight from Iceland to New York, and that who knew this was procedure. So just be careful if you're going to spit or curse at any of your fellow passengers, and it's an overseas flight anyway, then there is a chance they could duct tape you to the seat if you get out of control. There is a chance that that could happen. And the NHL and the union, the players' union, have tentatively reached an agreement. Woohoo! So they end a four-month-old lockout that was going to wipe out the rest of an already abbreviated season, to say the least. As a big fan of the stick in the puck, and now especially realizing when it wasn't here how much I missed it, you know that old saying about you'll never know how much you miss me until I'm not there anymore. That applies to sports too, by the way. So thank goodness we're going to actually see some hockey. And if you've never been to a hockey game in this great nation of ours and you are somewhere close, you may take advantage of some really cheap tickets. I wouldn't be shocked if some of the organizations actually practically gave the tickets away just to fill the house, because I think they're going to have a hard time doing that. You have your season ticket holders are going to have to somehow reach back to them, but ultimately there's going to be some cheap seats, and it might be a good time to go catch one of those games to see if you can follow the puck and then report back to us. Did you like it? Could you follow the puck? Was it worth a couple of hours to go down to the arena and actually go and watch? We got a follow-up here for Odds and Ends, mixing this in, and I'm mixing this in for a good reason, because so many of you had sent me, I think it was probably the third most emails, and this is unscientific, the third most emails I've ever gotten on a subject. We've talked about this past year, General Petraeus and the whole disgrace nonsense over the fact that he would have been heading up the CIA, and instead Petraeus ends up, or he would have been the defense secretary, rather, would have moved up from CIA director, but because of all the nonsense with the biographer and then the crazy woman in Florida and everything that unfolded, the giant soap opera there, he ends up resigning. Another strange thing that happened, these are two very big generals in our history. So you go from the former admired general Petraeus for his strategy and what he was able to do in Iraq with the surge and then going on to Afghanistan, to also the retired general Stanley McChrystal. And this is where I got a ton of email when this happened. Remember, McChrystal, it was very strange. Because of what happened in the Rolling Stone article and how critical he was with some of his comments over the Obama administration, I mean, that ended his whole stay in Afghanistan, his command and his army career. So naturally, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to write about. And he wrote a book, And in the book, he talks about that some of that responsibility goes on him. The fact that he was loose-lipped and made some offhanded comments, unflattering comments, that ended up killing his career. And he says it was his fault, part of it was his fault, so he decided to resign. Isn't it interesting that you take a McChrystal and you take a Petraeus, and there are two different things that happened there, but both of these revered generals who had impeccable credentials in a long career, both had a long career, for different reasons, they're forced to resign. Shocking. It's just, you wouldn't have thought that. We lose in 2 years, we lose two big generals. And how thin are we on that military, here's a big word for you, acumen? You know, we want the smartest, the best. And those two guys, from all accounts of people that we know have worked with them, people we've had on the show before, they were definitely those kinds of leaders. And we lost them because of ridiculous things. Especially McChrystal going out, hanging out with a reporter and saying a few things about Obama that, you know, the second that the White House knows about the comments, he's going to have pressure and he's going to have to step aside. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. He was just completely squeezed out after that because he knew there was no way he could stay. All right, here's the other odd story that has nothing to do with the politics of getting confirmed or the politics of being taken down, whether it's McChrystal releasing his book and talking about his role in it, or whether it's Petraeus and what happened with him and the comparison there. How about Gerard Depardieu, the French actor who some of you may know? He's appeared in a couple of English films, English version anyway, films. He got a Russian passport. He flew to Russia to have a dinner with the president, Vladimir Putin, right? He's trying to get Russian citizenship because he's battling a super tax on millionaires in France, and Putin granted his request last week. Here's the problem, though. Do I want to live in France? Or do I want to live in Russia, where you have to have five doors that lock immediately behind you so that people don't follow you into your house and kill you and rob you blind? Well, I guess if you're Gerard Depardieu, he can maybe have a more secure situation. I know two people that lived in Russia, and they told me it was horrendous. So Putin has been all over the tube hugging the actor as he arrived Saturday at the president's home, which, of course, is going to be the host city of the Winter Olympics in 2014. And, you know, so this is Depardieu now with a Russian passport. The taxes, we're complaining about the taxes here, yeah? The taxes that the new French president, François Hollande, he said he's going to raise tax on earned income above $1.3 million, ready for this, to 75%. 75% from 41%. Russia has a flat 13% tax rate. Woohoo! I'm all for that flat tax. I'd love to see us go to a flat tax or a fair tax. And so for a guy like Depardieu, he didn't want to pay that 75%. I'll just go to Russia. Maybe I'll be able to find a place in Moscow, because I'll bring all my French books with me and have my friends come over and visit. I'm just not going to give up that kind of money. Talking a little football, mixing that in next here on ATN.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
The wild card weekend, just going through the scores, because I had some people email me and say, what was the final score? I missed the score on that game. So here's what happened over the weekend, in case you missed it. Houston knocked off Cincinnati 19-13. That seems like it was a closer game than it was. It was kind of a snore fest to me. The Minnesota Vikings with Joe Webb in the pocket, or supposedly in the pocket, because really he's getting moved around all over the place. The Packers rolled through or over Minnesota at Lambeau Field 24-10. Sadly, I was pulling for the Vikings, the mama ship. I wanted all the boys to be happy, including the glue, Matt Johnson, but it just wasn't to be. It wasn't in the cards. And then quickly, just the other scores. The first game of the day on Sunday, Baltimore, big storylines, Ray Lewis back, he was like the Incredible Hulk, shaking his fists and people taking photographs of him and everybody all over Ray Lewis. So Baltimore wins 24-9 over rookie quarterback Andrew Luck and the Colts. And then Seattle and Washington, the final score there, the Seahawks move on 24-14. But that was a lot closer, that game, than it appears. You know, when you look at scores, if you haven't seen the game, that doesn't always tell the whole story. It's like any scores, even if you're reading, once we get back into baseball season, you look at a box score and you can see who scored when and what happened, but it doesn't really give you the skinny on the game. So RG3 hurt his knee, and he's going to have an MRI, and he was trying to do what he could to bail out the Redskins. They were actually leading 14-13. That was pretty exciting there toward the end. The stadium was going crazy, and it didn't happen for them. So, you know, some people are saying that Mike Shanahan, the coach, made the wrong call on Robert Griffin III, because that's a future investment, and depending on what that MRI shows, that could be disastrous for him to be sure. Let me tell you about some of the Super Bowl odds, because now we move on to the next round, and then I'll give you the Super Bowl odds. Somebody sent them to me from Vegas. The Broncos are favored by 9 points. They're hosting the Ravens. The 49ers are favored by 3 points, hosting the Packers. The Falcons favored by 2 points, hosting Seattle. And the Patriots 9 points, hosting the Texans. I think it's going to be really tough for the Texans there. And if you looked at Super Bowl odds, can you believe it? It's less than a month. It'll be the Super Bowl. The Broncos are 3-1 odds. Patriots 4-1. 49ers 6-1. The Packers 7-1, Seahawks 8-1, and Falcons 8-1 as well. And Ravens and Texans are both 20-1. That's their odds of winning the Super Bowl, for whatever it's worth, as far as the wise guys are concerned. But now we're down to the nitty gritty, and it still means, for all of you listening, and this is a quick plug here, we will do Nail the Score. We will do Nail the Score on our Wednesday into Thursday show. So you want to make sure that you give us a call. Pick a side once the supercomputer picks the game, reveals the game, and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And we didn't have a winner this last time out, unfortunately, because I was really hoping that somebody would be able to do that, would nail the score, but that's just how tough it is. Dave in Vermont, out of the gate, was our big-time early winner. He set the stage for what seemed like we might have a year of a bunch of people winning. Came so close. Ray in Missouri, I think, has just given up. He's, like, given up the ghost. He came close 2 times, but it's not like horseshoes. You definitely have to nail it to win the prize. And Matt, I know you were probably watching all the games like I was over the weekend. Obviously, Minnesota and Green Bay, you were concerned about that one. But it was interesting for the Texans, because Matt Schaub and the Texans were able to get the best of Andy Dalton and the Bengals, and that's huge for the Texans. They've waited for a long time to have the kind of team that they have right now.
Yeah, and I got this one wrong. I thought the Bengals were going to roll in there and win a squeaker based on what Houston's been doing the last month. They've been on just an absolute landslide. So I didn't see that coming, and I'm happy for them because it's been a really long road for the Houston squad. I mean, you look at it, their team's been around, I think, 12 years now, and they have all these teams that you think are going to have success, and then they never do. And last year they finally get to the playoffs, and they don't have their starting quarterback. So it's good to see them get on a roll.
Yeah, oh, I agree. And the game that was the nail the score game was the Ravens-Indianapolis game. And Matt said Indy would win it 26-24. I said the Ravens would win it 28-24. Nobody came close on this.
We picked this game, though, before Ray Lewis announced his retirement, though, didn't we?
We did.
Because that would have totally changed my pick.
It would have totally changed it. Because he would have been pumped up, amped up, and that would have made a difference.
I mean, you see the emotion they had on the sideline.
It was crazy.
It was a very hyped-up squad that I didn't see coming.
No, Lewis even took a victory lap, because that's what he was doing. If I could describe to you, for everybody listening, picture this football player that who has a couple of Super Bowls to his name and comes back, talks about that he's going to retire, comes back after an injury, does this home finale lap, and the people are just crazed for him. He dances, and after the game, between what went on with Ray Lewis and as Matt was saying, it's the retirement thing really amped him up. So it was his last home game, but he didn't want to be the final chapter in his book on the NFL. And it was pretty emotional. And he helped the Ravens definitely in that game. He was big in the game against the Colts. I mean, here's a guy. He's 37 years old, and he's still, because of his physical conditioning, is a force to be reckoned with. And he, from the second he went into the game, he was ready to roll. And this is the first time he's been back since mid-October. He was taken out then because he had a tear in his right tricep. And that was a game I think they were playing against maybe the Cowboys. So it was big. He had a bunch of tackles in the first half, and the crowd was going crazy for him, and that definitely made a difference. Will this team ride this all the way to New Orleans, which is where the Super Bowl is going to be? Well, we'll see, because two more wins, then the Ravens will be there, but that's the same for now everybody else on the board. A couple wins, and they're there, and maybe that there's something about that momentum thing, and he rides the momentum into another Super Bowl. We talked about the fact that the NHL is now back, and they were on strike, if you will, or they were locked out for 4 months. Now it's a question of regrouping and finding their footing on the ice and finding the fan base back and resetting, I think, all of the odds, because, like I said, this is a good time. I mentioned this earlier in the hour, to go and catch a hockey game if you haven't. But how about Notre Dame and Alabama? It's projected to be the biggest bet in college football history. $2 billion, they think, is going to be wagered on the game. Do you know that's three times as much as any other bowl game this season? Notre Dame was a 50-1 long shot to win the title in the beginning of the year. So just for fun, I figured this out. If you plunked down $100 and Notre Dame wins, you would have won $5,000.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.